Hey, before we start the podcast this week, want to let you know who the little special guest interview is at the end of this one. It's Haley Arantia. And you're like, who's Haley Arantia? She's an actress and also a singer. She's Erica Goldberg on the TV show on ABC, The Goldbergs, and she is awesome. And we hope you stick around to the very end of the podcast to catch her.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their minds.
So we have an extra one.
And that's how we get the podcast, the podcast,
the podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, I hit the wrong button.
Hulk always listening.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, South Korea.
Bless his heart.
We asked the guy who if he knew who Hulk Hogan was.
Hulk always listening.
That's right.
Well, he thought he was talking to Hulk Hogan.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, remember? We're trying to get through.
I forgot about all
we're trying to get through, and
finally,
we had to, we didn't want to have to play that, the Hogan card, but.
Yeah.
You got it.
Hulk always listening.
We're like,
yes.
Yeah. And
yep.
Bubba was like, hey, are you?
Hey,
what's going on,
little Hulkster? Hey, I'm the little Hulkster.
You know who that is? He's an American hero.
Hulk Hogan, baby.
Hulk always listening.
You got it.
The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better prices every day.
Every day.
Hulk always listening.
And Hulk Hogan is Leslie.
You see the thing on Twitter about the girlfriend who posted that her boyfriend said that he'd never had a Kit Kat bar, and so he ate it like this.
What?
Oh.
What? Here, wait,
no.
That's terrible. He didn't separate them. He ate it like it was a Hershey bar.
Yeah.
Which I separate those too,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, I do too.
Hershey's are separated into blocks, but this guy.
Yeah, no. The Kit Kat.
Hey, Patrick's watching us film this. Hi, Patrick. Okay.
The Kit Kat really should be separated. I mean, they're perforated for a reason.
Exactly.
Are they, though?
Yeah.
Or is that just the point of they're trying to control you and make you eat it a certain way? These are the things we have to figure out. Like, why do they do Hershey's in squares? Those aren't portions. I mean, who's going to be happy with just one little square of a Hershey bar? Who's going to be happy with just one of the four of the Kit Kat bars or the two, whatever kind you get?
It's like those Cadbury squares, the Cadbury that we got from Britain.
Yeah.
That they're in all those squares, which is adorable because they actually will tell you calories per square.
Yeah.
No, I just need calories per bar.
Or like, what are those Toblerone
Toblerones?
Those
triangles.
These things come in little pyramids of
don't
awesome.
Say Toblerone.
What are they?
Toblerone.
I don't know what they are. I don't eat that, but except every now and then.
Yeah.
I know, don't read the package. But anyway, like who's going to eat just one pyramid? No one.
Nope.
So now when you guys get the Kit Kat bar and you separate each lane, now then do you then take your teeth and you take off the top layer?
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
Oh, I keep going.
I actually take off the side because when you break them apart, it'll leave
a little ridge
of chocolate. And I will nibble on that.
I'm a nibbler too, but I do it like a mouse. Like I just start at the end, and I'm like, to make it last longer, I take little nibbles.
Yeah. When I was in
weirdos,
where Toblerone's is in Switzerland,
I think so.
Yeah.
Toblerone.
They had a big.
That was what I would get for a present every time my grandfather had to go to Europe for business.
Yeah, it's
he'd come back with
the go-to
Toblerone.
It's the go-to. We are, Bubba and I have been all about college baseball today. NCAA tournament starting up. The road to Omaha.
We have been watching this, and Carson, poor Carson's having to hear us scream and shout, going, oh, he got ripped off!
Are we going to start this podcast already?
Yeah.
We
had to wait.
It was a 3-2 count, two outs, and we were like,
let's
just
wait. And they're like, seriously, the ump made the worst call ever. He called a foul ball that was blatantly, there was so much chalk spit up, the guy had to wipe it off of his face.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, and he's like, foul ball! Yeah.
How about my alumni, Tennessee Tech, in the hunt, bro? In the hunt. I say alumni, I was there for a semester, so.
That counts, though, man.
Yeah.
You attended.
I was there.
You enrolled. You went to class. You're good.
College just was not for me. It just wasn't.
Radio is, though.
Well, the problem was that I was doing radio and trying to do school as well. And then I was like, I started kind of doing a little bit of the math. And I was like, so wait a second. Because I didn't have a scholarship. I had to pay for it. So I'm like, okay, so I'm going to pay all this money. And then I'm going to get a job that doesn't pay as much as I'm making right now.
Yeah.
So why don't I just start now at a higher level and then work my way up? That's what I did.
And look at that.
And it actually worked out.
Yeah. I think back on that. When I did an internship when I was in college between my sophomore and junior year.
Was that the NBC thing?
Yeah, I was at Dateline. And I was so disillusioned. I had always thought I wanted to go into news. And I was just, it was just not at all what I thought it was. And I went back to school like, what am I going to do? And it was kind of like, and I wanted to do radio for a long time, but had just never thought that was a viable option for me. And thankfully, that was still there. Oh, we're feeding. But I hated to be that guy. But when you look back, like how many classes I actually took in my chosen field that really, like I paid all that money for this and to walk out with really just nothing.
Why did you not like Dateline?
I thought it was very, Dateline is a news magazine. It's not necessarily news reporting, if that makes sense. There is a difference.
What is the difference?
A news magazine is really, like when you watch episodes of Dateline now, it's all about like murders and who killed somebody. But it used to be that they would do the stories of the day, that whatever the big story was. Like, there were walls filled with video from the OJ stuff. And I remember seeing that when I worked there. But when I was there, there was very high profile murder. And the way they were spinning the story, it was like, oh, the guy's on the loose. He could be in your backyard. No, he's not going to be in.
It was totally different. They were just.
They knew who the killer was. They were trying to find him, but they also knew that he was targeting specific people. So did you know this guy? No, then he's not hiding in your backyard. Calm down. And I was just, I wasn't really a. Because I don't know. I thought news was supposed to be we report the facts and we go. But this was a news magazine. It was a little bit different. And I just got very disillusioned.
We haven't reported the facts and gone for decades.
I mean, yeah. And I know I understand that it's all spin. I don't know. Maybe it was because I was just this little wide-eyed 19-year-old like, I'm going to make a difference. And then I found, oh, no, you're not at all. You're just here to make ratings.
Did you find that they would really prop certain stories up just for that? I mean, like they would go in with something that almost like a non-story and they would make it into
because
something?
Because you need to watch this because otherwise you could be dead.
Your dog is going to give you the HIV.
It was just like, what are we doing here?
They would do like crazy stuff. Like what was the one? Remember we were talking to Deborah Norville too long ago, and she was talking about how our dogs are making us sick. Your dog is going to make you sick because it walks outside barefoot and then shows up in your home.
We tested paws of different dogs, and they had syphilis, gonorrhea, and some of them even had grass.
Did they test positive?
She was so serious.
Yeah, and it's just very, I don't know, like I said, I was just very turned off by the whole thing, and I got back to college, and I was like, what am I doing? And that was the semester I had to start taking, like, television reporting. And I just sat in class going, this is all lies! It's all, and the professor did not like me, and I was like, no, you love music, go into radio. And so that's what I did.
I'm glad you went into radio.
Me too. Much happier. Like, I don't think I could have been that guy.
I need to present this to you because it was given to us as a gift.
Oh, dear. Oh. Carson, sorry about the Christmas pageant. I owe you my career. Love you, James Vanderbeek.
Oh, Vanderbeek signed his copy of Entertainment Weekly
he did.
For her. That's going to go up in
You know, he's got a new show.
That's going up in the Stall of Fame in
sure.
a frame. So sure. Pass it here so I can keep it safe.
Sure. Yeah, he showed up on my TV the other day. I was like, oh, come on. Is his career not over yet? Just stop. Just stop.
So funny.
Stacy just sent me a text. Stacy and the kids, you know, like their kids are already off school, so they're going to the, we belong to the country club to go play golf and all that, but they also have a pool there and all because we don't have one at home. And Stacy just sent a text. Kid pooped in the pool. Pool closed for 24 hours.
Oh, not a caddy shack. Like it wasn't a baby room.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, get her on the phone. We need a witness on the scene of the pool poop.
That is a crime.
A pool pooping.
All right, we're going to get her on the phone here. Hopefully she answers. There's been a pooping in the pool. In the pool. There's a poop in the pool.
Hello?
Hey, we're on the podcast and everybody can hear you, so just want to let you know.
Okay.
Let's talk about the pool pooping. What went down? Did you show up at the pool and they it happened for like before or how? What report?
Oh no, I have a thing set up on my phone for alerts from the country club.
Anytime somebody poops.
And when I woke up this morning, there was an alert letting me know that the pool was closed.
And did it told you why?
No, but I know that's why. It said because something happened this morning.
Well, you don't know.
So they have to be closed for 24 hours. Yes, I do know because I have showed up many times at the pool where I've been told, sorry, the pool's closed, and all the moms are whispering like it's because little Joey pooped in the pool or whatever. So, yeah, I've been down this road a lot. So
by the way,
that's what it is.
That's my favorite place in the world to go. To go to the country club pool and listen to all these moms. All they do is gossip. But like they're getting hammered. Like they're sitting there and they're drinking these drinks and they're getting hammered. So
it's
the
like
longer you stay there,
10:30 in the morning.
Yeah,
10:30
in the morning.
All day.
It's like it's crazy. It gets looser and looser. The talk gets crazier as the day goes on. And then they're like real loud. It's funny, man.
That's great.
And they tell you who's kid pooped in the pool.
Very serious too. That's for real. That's going down at the pool every day.
Can any kid recover from that?
What, watching like, their mom get hammered?
No,
like that?
if you're the kid,
if you're outed.
Yeah, I mean, like it's got to be the next 10 years of your life. Like, don't invite Joey. We know what he does in the pool.
All the other kids are talking.
Yeah.
Oh,
the problem is Joey is 17. Oh. They should have known better.
Man, Joey. I've never, I don't know.
You've never what?
Just
pooped in a pool?
I've never even seen that. I've
what?
Never
How?
Seen someone.
Have you never?
In a public
I've actually
pool?
Seen it, too. I've seen it happen.
Oh, Stacy and I went to, we did. Remember that one kid's diaper came off?
Oh.
We're like, okay, what? I'm done. We're out of here.
Oh.
Yeah. It happens, y'all.
Well, what was that kid in the kiddie pool?
What's the little indoor water park we took the kids to at Christmas the one time?
Great Wolf Lodge.
Yeah, we took him to the Great Wolf Lodge, which was awesome. But like literally, like they have people whose job it is to be like the poo police. And they run around and they're constantly, you know, having to, you know, pull people out like, okay, clear this area.
We will have no Great Wolf Log at the Great Wolf Lodge.
Oh.
That's awful.
Poor kid. Okay.
Yeah, it's really gross when you think about it. Too much.
Well, no, not at all.
Well, sorry. So what are you going to do now? What are you going to do the rest of the day? I mean, you're in your entertainment and your bar is closed.
I guess just clean the house.
No. Yeah. Guess that's...
We've had the worst. Okay, so we had a leak in the roof. I told you about this. And then we had like mold that got in the walls and stuff like that.
Oh, yes.
So that's finally getting fixed, we thought, Tuesday. Then there were a no-show. Then there was a no-show Wednesday. And then they're like, we'll come Thursday. They didn't show they're coming Monday, we think.
Monday.
We think. They had to reschedule because their crews are all of, man, it's just crazy. And then like every time somebody coughs or sniffles, Stacy's like, it's the mold. And then I feel terrible because I'm like, no, it's not the mold. I've already asked them 18 times. They're like, it's not that kind. but it doesn't matter what I say. It's the mold.
I'm so over this. This is, I can't even talk about it anymore.
So I have to pull all the carpet out and everything.
Out so much.
Who wants to help me lay down wood floors? Hammer down some planks. Okay, yep. Thanks,
all
guys.
Right.
Cool.
I'm going to be at the pool.
I'm going to take my chances with Joey.
You're gonna take your chances, huh? You're going to take your chances at the pool.
Yeah.
Nah, it doesn't really bother me. I'd get in there anyway. Would you guys not?
God.
You know what? Why not? I mean, first of all, we swim in the ocean and animals poop
all
and
the time.
All the time in there.
All the time. And also, I was thinking about this. It's a little piece, probably. And there's tons of water. So it is very diluted.
It's the parts per million you got to figure
yes,
out.
Yes, parts per million. Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, it's nothing.
Yeah.
I would pick it up with a hand and throw it out.
Oh, stop. stop.
We would be at the beach surfing back in the day, and we would just go. It's like you're pulling off your wetsuit, and you're like, your wetsuit sitting on top of your board, and all your boys know what's up. And you're like, yeah, I'm almost done. We're going to scoot down a little bit.
Oof.
Yeah, man, it's just the way it goes.
I was out on the lake the other day, and my friend was like, oh, yeah, I got to jump in because I got to pee. And I was like, like, I can't get in this huge lake now because you, no. Mm-mm.
Parts per million. Just remember that.
Parts per million.
If anything that you take away from the podcast today, it's parts per million.
What is this Lenovo Solution Center? Do you guys have this pop up on your computers constantly?
Mm-mm.
Mine just started. Like, I think it's a virus, and I'm afraid to touch anything because, you know, if you click no, does no mean yes? On the Stace, I'm sorry. We'll let you go. I love you. Bye.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye.
I forgot you were still listening or doing it. But it's like, okay, so you have these little things, these little windows pop up, and you don't know if it's a virus or what's going on. You know? You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to turn it off.
You don't know if it's real or if it's...
You want to turn it off, and it's like, are you sure you want to do this? And it says yes or no. And the yes is on the left, and the no is on the right. So it makes me think that those are backwards, because aren't they usually the other ways around?
I'm not sure.
So if you click yes, are you installing something?
Well, because sometimes they even phrase the question weird. So instead of saying, like, do you really want to close, yes or no, it'll be like, are you sure you don't want this to be open? And they'll like switch the questions that way. You're just automatically clicking, yes, I want to close. And then when you click last, it does
something.
I have
to shut down my entire thing. I had projects going, oh, look at this. And it's still not letting me do it. I have to reboot my whole computer. Man, that's dumb. That's terrible. What up, Big D? Kid pooped in the pool.
Yeah.
Closed for 24 hours.
I heard that. I heard that.
Little Joey.
It's awful.
Mm.
That is terrible.
It was my day.
Yeah, so you're going to have to go home and help clean house, what you're going to do.
Yeah.
What you're going to do.
How do you restart these? Like, I'm the dumbest human ever because they just got me a new computer, and now I don't even know how to shut it down. Like, it's I clicked the little, you know, the little thing where you'd have the start button. Now all I get is this apps page. Anyone? No?
Nope.
Sorry, don't know.
I did not install it.
First world problems,
yep.
You know?
Don't know.
Not a clue.
I don't know how to get out of any of this. All right.
It's a good podcast.
Well, I'm sorry, man. I was trying to get this done, and I needed help, and I thought maybe one of you would be kind of handy.
Then I guess
what
we
made
will...
you think that?
Well, I mean, you don't know. I just thought that maybe you guys have seen that. Okay. How do you shut that down from there?
Where's... Oh.
There's a little thing. You click the button, the start thing, and it just brings up a window.
Yeah, I know. Go back to it. Hold on.
We're trying to fix this. Okay. So you got that. You click on the little start button, and that pops up.
Okay, where's the...
It's not going to be what you think.
I'm looking for the icon.
See, Big
D? That's what I'm doing.
Coming up after the podcast.
Yeah, this is super exciting. IT help.
We will be
PC settings.
Replaying the interview from...
Haley Arantia.
That's right. From the Goldbergs.
No, that's not doing right. That's not right.
Control panel.
No.
Would it not mean?
No, that makes
I don't know.
Yeah, see, this is terrible.
All right, well, listen, somebody, you guys have a good weekend.
Time. Oh, somebody, I'm sorry. What?
I said you guys have a good weekend.
Oh, so you're done?
I mean, aren't we?
We're having computer problems and things just fell apart.
Yep, pretty much.
Oh, man.
Off the rails.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah. Bubba has ADD, and sometimes it, you know.
Oh, by the way, I did get scared out of my wits this week, firefighting. Did I tell you the story, Carson, or was it just Big D and Patrick?
You told it on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You were talking about having to back through and the wires and stuff.
My computer's broke. I know how to fix this.
I got to watch the Goldbergs. I still haven't seen it.
Is listening?
Because Bubba swears it's great.
It's
Goldbergs
fantastic.
Is the best show on television.
I don't watch a lot of sitcoms, and it's like that in the middle for me.
Can I get it on Hulu?
It's yes. on Hulu, and uh-huh. start at season one.
Yeah,
so you can
great.
Watch him.
Where
watch,
else would I start?
The current season? Sometimes people do that.
No, they don't. No
yeah,
one does
do.
It. No, they don't. I don't
people
know anyone
do.
Who does it.
Do you know somebody actually told me to do that? I bought the first, this is when you had to buy TV shows on DVD. I bought the 3 seasons of Mad Men, the first 3, because everyone's, it's the greatest TV show you ever watched. I got like 6 episodes in. I'm like, what am I watching? I was bored off my gourd.
I did the
Mad
same
Men?
Thing.
Yes.
I wasn't
Terrible.
Into Mad Men either.
Not at all. And then somebody said, just skip to the second season. I'm like, are you sure? Yes. Just start with season 2. And they were right. Because then I became totally into the show, but I still to this day have not watched whatever the end of that season 1 is.
I'm watching The Rain.
What's that?
It's on Netflix. It's about this rain that falls and it's contaminated and it kills.
Like acid rain?
Yeah, I don't know. Some people die from it.
It's like the storm in Fortnite closes in on you.
That's right. Just Maybe. Like that. It's kind of like The Walking Dead, but with rain.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty good. It's foreign, so they've done overdubs of the voices. It's not
That's
terrible.
All right, though.
Yeah, that's not bad.
One of my favorite movies on Netflix is overdubbed.
Mm.
You've ever watched Heroes or Hero?
Mm-mm.
Jet Li, before he turned 99 years old?
Which I did
is
not.
Freaky, by the way. Jet Li.
He got old?
Old.
No, just got old overnight?
He has some thyroid condition. And at age, he's 55 years old, but he looks like he's 90.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. So The Rain is on Hulu?
Oh, he does look old.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Like, yeah, it's weird.
Hmm. Yeah, anyway. No, it's good. The Rain is good.
I started the second season of 13 Reasons Why. I got half an hour in, and I was like, I'm out.
You have
like,
30 reasons why you just wasted time?
I was done. Like, the first one was very compelling. This second one, I was so bored. I'm like, nope, I checked out. But I binged. The 5th season, Arrested Development, just came out the other day, and I binged that in a night because it's only 8 episodes. And that was good. So if you're an Arrested Development fan, worth your time.
I've never watched that.
Oh,
what's
it
the one
is...
with the guy who talks really cool? Like the guy with the, like the dad's got the big voice.
That's not helping me.
He talks like this. Okay. And then the wife is like, slightly overweight, and they live in the rich neighborhood, but they're like the poor people in the rich neighborhood.
Oh, American Housewife?
Yes, that's the best.
Yeah, that's a great show.
That is a great show. The guy has the best voice.
Yeah, it's Diedrich Bader.
Yes, he has a great voice.
That's a really fun show.
It sounds like
show.
He's faking it the whole time.
Yeah, they live in this super rich part of Connecticut, and they make all these jokes about Connecticut that nobody outside of the state would understand, but I love it. So, but don't let that deter you, otherwise it's funny. But I love that. People, there's a town in Connecticut that they keep picking on, and I guess the mayor like has put a petition to the production company saying, stop picking on our town. Like, calm down, man. At least you're getting some publicity out of it. And by the way, your town is worth picking on. I went there. I see you, Norwalk.
Norwalk, Connecticut.
Norwalk, Connecticut. They were our rival band, like, that's who we tried to beat every year in band.
How do you have a rival band?
Cheshire versus Norwalk was a thing for years. I don't know. I just showed up and played drums. I didn't care.
The band had a rival?
There's a band rivalry.
Man. Wow.
Wow. Meet you in the parking lot.
This is Connecticut band rivalries. You know, we didn't have football rivalries. We had band rivalries.
See you 7 o'clock and bring your reeds.
I'm going to steal their plumes. They'll never win now.
Sticks or no sticks.
We used to meet for fights. We used to meet.
Behind the mall, man.
That's a good one.
There
yeah.
was a behind water the tower behind the mall.
You go meet behind the mall. And did your mall have... a back entrance into the arcade?
No, the back entrance was right into the movie theater, which had four screens, yo.
Oh, you were styling.
Yeah.
We used to meet at Burger Chef parking lot.
That's where y'all would find. There was a weird time with Burger King where it was like for a little while, but they got us booted out of there.
Yeah.
See, we didn't really have, we didn't have like crosstown rivalries like that. All I knew was like just like the dirt bags hung out at Dunkin' Donuts.
Really?
So you didn't want to show up at Dunkin' because it'd be all the kids that like smoked and were cutting class.
All the smokers.
All the bad kids.
Bad kids.
You know? I remember walking in high school. I was a freshman, and I walked into the bathroom, and there were these guys smoking cigarettes in the bathroom. And I was like, oh, my God, it's just like the song. It's just like on MTV, smoking in the boys' room. They're smoking in the boys' room. I never thought that they actually would do that because, my gosh, that's the easiest place
to get
caught.
Like, how could you not get caught?
Right.
Like, you're going to smell it because nobody else in the school is smoking.
It's like the whole thing is filled with smoke.
Yeah. Did you guys ever go to the teacher's lounge?
No.
The teacher's lounge at my school? Yeah. Man, I walked in. I had to go do something for some teacher one time, and I had to go deliver something to the teacher's lounge. Man, I opened that door, and it was like being, you know, like from the old movies where they show people, like, everybody stops when, like, you know, a black guy walks in the room or a white guy walks in the room, whatever, from the opposite. Everything stopped. They're like, bah, 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 bah. And I'm like, is Mrs. So-and-so here? And I delivered whatever it was. Man, the smoke was pouring out of that room.
Yep.
I mean, it was crazy. It was like a den of lies. Yes. It was really crazy.
Yeah.
It was,
I remember,
it was
that,
bizarre,
man. Some chick's got her shirt off and... One guy's over there doing lines.
Tapping the keg.
Yeah. It's like, what the heck? You hypocrisy.
It really was crazy.
It was insane. I've done that too, man. It had a big impact on me. Anyway.
Like, you remember the first time you ever saw your teacher out in the wild?
Weird.
Like, isn't that the weirdest thing ever? And they're like dressed the same. But it's just weird because it's them.
But like, do you say hi?
In the world.
Do you not say hi?
And you get that little...
I saw one of our teachers. She was at the lake, and she was kind of...
Like one of the hot teachers?
Yeah, and she was... Yeah. And we were just like...
And you recognized her?
What? Yeah. What do you mean, did I recognize her?
Well, I mean, you know, because in a bikini or something.
You see someone out of their element, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I really fried my computer.
Oh, good.
I've got some blue screen of, oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
Some blue screen of, look, it's your teacher at the lake.
Well, I had to cut this party short, but I want to go watch some baseball.
You don't hate cutting it short.
No, you're
you
right.
You want to go watch baseball.
I do. I want to go watch some baseball, and I think this is one of the best times. To me, college baseball playoff, the tournament to try to get to the World Series – is some of the best because you get St. John's. Like, who even knows? That's, do you know where that is?
They have great uniforms.
Yeah, it's in New York.
They have great uniforms.
New York City. And then taking on Vanderbilt. And then you got.
That's the game we have on in here right now.
You got Tennessee Tech. You got LSU. You got. Oh,
everybody.
I mean, God, it's so great.
All the Oregons. You got everybody. So it's good.
That Oregon. Tournament's going to be good.
Yeah.
That's going to be a good
one.
It's stacked. Oregon State looks good. All right. So anyway, everyone have a great weekend and get ready for Miss Arantia.
Arantia.
You know what? I went for it. I didn't know.
A kid has pooped in the pool. It's going to be closed for 24 hours.
I liked how she just knew. It just said it's going to be closed, and I just know. Well, how do you mean? I've done this before.
Been there, done that.
Oh, yeah. It's they don't close. I mean, I guess they don't. I mean, why else would they close the pool?
Right.
For 24 hours.
That's the thing, that they put the time limit on it. Well, one thing if it was like, oh, weather related.
You know, they closed our pool last year down at the pool. And I was like, why is Zach comes up and goes, the pool's closed. Why? Well, someone skinned a deer and they threw it in the water.
The deer? Or the...
Yeah, they skinned a deer and then threw the body in the water, carcass.
Oh my!
And just sat there.
Why did it have to be someone? It could have been like a chupacabra or something.
Yeah, you're right. Could have been.
That, could have been. Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'll reply all on the homeowners association email.
You'll have an email. We have a Facebook page.
Yeah, we do too.
For our group.
Oh yeah, I had a Facebook page.
Did I ever tell you that the homeowners association guy, the president, he would. There's some things that didn't agree with that he was wanting to do, and he sends this email out to everyone, and he's a realtor, and at the end of his email, he has his realtor signature, like, you know, John blah blah blah.
Yeah, use me for all
realtor,
your real estate needs.
My realty things, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
And I go, we have a no solicitation sign as soon as you go into the course. So isn't this the same thing? I don't want to have to look at your stuff. Yeah, I didn't do it, but I wanted to.
You should have replied back with like a billboard of us and been like, okay, sounds great. And here we are on a billboard.
Make sure to download the app.
Listen, weekday mornings.
Yeah. Anyway.
By the way, we do have a great app. If you're watching the podcast, our app is really good. You can take us with you anywhere on vacation. A lot of people are taking the podcast with them for road trips. We really do make great binge listening. And it's cool to get caught up on a lot of the older ones, episodes you might have missed and had never heard. If you're new to the podcast, you can kind of find out the story of where our theme song came from or why we talk about golds, like the little Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Listening,
yeah, all that stuff. We've got the
should they start at the first episode?
I say start at the. I don't know. I mean, the first one.
I heard season two was better.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, if you just need to let me know. Where do we start?
It's funny because I've had this conversation with Gunther, my bud. He and I were talking about it. Should we do like different seasons? Because you see all like the NPR guys, they're doing seasons, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe there's something to doing a season.
Yeah, instead of just numbers?
Yeah, instead of numbers.
Yeah, I like it.
We're going to story arc this thing, too?
I don't know. I mean, no? You don't like that? You don't
There's a very, very controversial call that just happened on TV, but I don't know what's going on
because
it's muted, because we're doing the podcast.
Look at my computer. It's freaking
out. How do you restart your computer?
I turned it off. I just reached down underneath there. You didn't see me down there?
He's so easy.
What?
It's so easy to get you
Oh,
riled.
Did you do something?
No.
Just was asking questions. That's what we knew you'd get.
Just
excitable.
We're just running circles around. That's all.
I'm lost.
And so was J.R. Smith.
Okay. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Thank you, O'Reilly Auto Parts, for sponsoring the podcast again this week. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. And for those of you who are watching live on Facebook, you're missing out on the Haley Arantia interview that is coming up right after Patrick sings us out.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
When?
On the radio every day.
It was the podcast.
Hey, Haley Arantia is in the studio with us. I said that right?
Yeah,
Haley?
Arantia.
Okay. Well, then I didn't say it right.
But you know what? Everyone, including my tour manager, has gotten it wrong every day. So
see, I saw a thing one time. It was like on E or something like that, and they said Arantia. So I was like, oh, that's how to say it, because if they said it, then...
I mean, I've just kind of accepted whatever it is
so
now.
So it's Arantia.
Yes.
Okay.
You ever thought about changing your name to something else?
When I first started out, I just called myself Haley O. But then I felt like that was kind of rapper-like. I decided to back off and just do
street.
Haley Arantia.
Yeah.
But there's too many Haleys now in the industry that, like, I can't just go by Haley, I don't think.
You know, it's weird because every generation has that name. Like, Big D, for us, it was Tabitha, Holly, Stacy.
What?
For what are you talking about?
Yeah, like names, like super popular names, you know?
Oh, like they just go as their names?
Yeah.
Like Rihanna, Adele.
Yeah. No, I mean, like every... Like group of people being born, like right now, you're having a bunch of.
I can't even think of any now.
Boys, it's like Connors and things like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Levi,
there
Hunter.
Was that thing 15, 10 years ago where every boy name rhymed with Aiden. It was Aiden, Braden,
Caden,
Jaden. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. That's so funny.
I think it's kind of coming back around. Esther.
No, Esther's still not a thing.
Pearl?
Pearl would be cool.
They're trying to throw it back a little bit, you know?
I like Pearl. You should be Pearl.
I'm going to just change my name to Pearl. Yeah. Yeah. And no one else is named Pearl now, right?
I don't think so.
Aren't
no.
you Haley?
Pearl. No. I'm Pearl. Pearl what? Just Pearl.
Just Pearl.
And your gag is you hand out fake pearls to everyone you meet.
On tour, wherever
yeah,
I go.
They don't know. You just throw them out. People are like, oh my God, I got
pearls.
In
the middle of the show, instead of throwing like picks, you throw out pearls.
Pearls. There you go.
That would be great.
You need to fire everyone on your team because we have everything you need
my
right
here. My career's already just shot rock.
Yeah, this is what
roof.
We do. Yeah. We make stars.
Yeah. okay, so we're talking about the music. You are, you know, you've been, of course, you've been playing, performing for a long time, and writing, and now doing a tour. It's exciting, you know. I think a lot of people probably know you from the Goldbergs, you know, on ABC. Bubba says it's the best TV series ever.
It is the best TV show. I'm gonna say right now on TV, you're wasting your time if you're not watching it.
I'm so glad. Thank you. Because
it really is
I
good.
Enjoy, and I'm a fan of the show, even not if I wasn't working on it. So for me, it's really cool to get to be on tour right now because I'm meeting a lot of fans of the show and kind of getting to hear the things that I don't hear when we're filming in LA, which is like, you know, I relate to it. I can watch it with my entire family. Things that just, you know, validate that we're creating a really fun show.
Like on the show, I've tried to get Big D onto it. I'm like, man, it's like the Wonder Years, but like a modern version.
Yep.
And it's so, so amazingly good. And I love the fact that they go back and they do the little home videos and things like that. I just think that's cool because it's kind of based on the guy's life. So
yeah, it's well, thank you. I'm glad you watch it.
All right. So Haley, Pearl is with us. Haley is with us. We'll take a break and come.
You can say her name now, right?
I feel
you're scared. Arantia. I know. You can
Haley
say it.
Orantia.
Haley Orantia.
Boom.
Is with us, AKA
Pearl
Blossom, is with us. We'll take a break and come right back. Hang on. Hey, Haley Orantia is in the studio with us, performing on tour, doing her music, doing acting. You might know her from the Goldbergs, and we're glad to have you in. I can tell you, it was high drama, high drama around here as we found out that you're coming in. And Bubba was Bubba said, "Oh my God, I gotta get my son in. I gotta get Frank in."
I knew you were doing music, and I said, "Hey, if she ever comes around, Frank, I promised Frank that I would bring him in if you ever came around." I'm like, "Yeah, good to go." Well, anyway, they're doing testing at school, so we literally made a big stink of it over the radio. But then I got in touch with his teacher. I'm like, "What time is his testing? You know, is it going to be after you come in and all that?" So we were able to swing it. Hey, Frank, you could pick up the mic.
What's up?
So he's here, and you got to meet you in the green room before. Before the interview and all. But yeah, there was a lot of drama about whether or not he was going to actually be able to be here.
Well, I'm so glad that you guys made it. Like, I was talking to you guys in the green room, and it's so cool because the fact that you had to skip out on testing, I feel like it's a great thing. But at the same time, like, I kind of feel bad.
He's going to have an epic story, though, when you go back to school.
Yeah, I'm glad I skipped it.
Good. I'm so glad.
You know, he's a rapper.
Really?
Well,
now?
He's a rapper in retirement. Oh. He had you know, when he was 10,
at a young age.
When he was 10, he put out some music, and then he just kind of retired. And we're trying to coax him back into the music thing.
Give it a shot. Do you want to rap?
Not really.
It's more your family that wants you to rap.
Yeah.
Well, and your friends, we all love it. Like, he was really good. I think. I don't know. I don't want to get too much into it because obviously we're here for you.
No. I mean. You got to chase that.
I would like to.
It sounds like he doesn't want to.
I don't really want to.
Oh, okay. Then tomorrow it's going to be like, you know, maybe I do.
But see, you're at that age where, like, you never know what you want to do, and you just kind of, like, phase through a couple different things, and then you're like, you know what? This is what it is.
So let's talk about your music. Was there a point where you got really into the acting? Because obviously you did X Factor first.
Yeah.
And then you got into acting shortly thereafter or about the right same time?
Yeah, so here's a fun story. I don't know if it's the right adjective, but when I was 15, I'd met with record labels with my former manager, and the labels were like, "Oh, we really like you, but it would really want us, we'd want to sign you if you had a platform like a television show." Because this was at the time that, like, Hannah Montana was a thing. So it's like you get a TV show on Disney Channel and a record deal.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, like, I have zero interest in acting, but whatever I got to do. So I went back home to Dallas, found an acting studio where Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato all went because they're from the same town, and ultimately started taking lessons. It made no sense to me. I didn't understand how acting like worked. It just was too in my head about it. And eventually somewhere in between starting that and booking the Goldbergs, I was on the X Factor because my mom would just like not let it go. She's like, you have to audition. Simon Cowell has this brand new show. And so I did it kind of just to please her, to think like, there's no way they're going to see my audition tape. And it's just kind of one thing after the other. And they kept seeing it. They kept bringing me back. I was put into a country pop girl group. It just happened naturally. And so after the X Factor, I had about a year off, and then I booked the Goldbergs. And the funny thing is, now that I've booked the show, I've come back to labels and been like, hey, like, I've got half the year to dedicate completely to music and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah, but you're an actress. Like, do you really sing?
The same people who were telling you to go get a TV show are now saying, oh, yeah, but you have
you don't
a
have
TV
time.
Show.
And yeah. And oh, so crazy. It's a catch 22, but I count it as a blessing because not only is it an incredible show to work on, but it's given me the freedom of not having a label to be able to just put out the music I want to put out, and I can finance it myself. And
you're doing this completely independent?
Completely independent. The tour, like, I'm setting up my own merch before the shows.
Good for
and
you.
Just like,
and you've been
awesome.
Writing with Craig Morgan and doing some stuff, because I saw you on his show as well.
Yes, I love Craig Morgan. From the moment that I met him and we wrote our first song together, I was like, there's something here that I feel like we're going to know each other for a really long time. Like, you just vibe with certain writers.
Mm-hmm. You need to know him, because when the apocalypse happens, he's the one to be hanging with.
I know, he's got like a thing in Alaska.
Yeah, he's got, he has across the America.
He's got caches.
He has holes where he has buried guns, money, canned food,
booze, you name it. It's all there.
But yeah, and he has a map. He has a map of all his spots.
Wait, are you kidding?
No,
like a treasure hunting map.
Not at all. Yeah, no, he's got maps of all this, and his family knows that no matter where you are, you're not too far from a Morgan family crash.
The reason is because he's like, you know, so I'm around the country all the time playing
and if something goes down,
he needs to be somewhere near one of his stashes.
You know, I did not know that, and I'm going to have to talk to him about that next
time.
Yeah,
it's awesome. He's going to get you hooked.
Yeah, that's
incredible. Next thing you know, you're going to have a cache, and you're going to be like, you're going to have your thing over by the set. You're going to have something by your house. You're going to have something here. You're going to have something. It's
like
going to be
a groundhog just hidden around the country.
Yeah. Like a cat. You know, they'll like bury stuff or put things in little corners.
Yes.
A squirrel.
That's incredible.
Haley's going to be a prepper. Before you know it, she'll be a prepper.
I hide a whole bunch of food in my cheeks like a squirrel.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, sure.
I'm just hanging on to it.
Well, the new song is called, I didn't know you were doing it all on your own. I think that's awesome.
Thank you. It's, you know, been a really cool learning experience. So I've been happy to kind of work from the ground up, you know, and that's how you should do it. It keeps you humble. It keeps you like motivated to just keep pushing for yourself. So it's been really cool.
Well, we totally support people doing exactly what you're doing. I think that is, you know, in a world of you got to have this and that and the support and blah, 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 to have you doing it on your own is pretty cool.
Is it weird, like, people coming up to you still because they identify with you on the show and they call you Erica?
Yeah, but you know what? That doesn't bother me. Like, there's some actors who are like, my name is so-and-so, but I'm like, people know me as Erica. I've kind of, like, taken it on as my own in a
Maybe
way.
Maybe that should be your new name.
Erica Goldberg. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should be Erica Goldberg.
Well, actually, my character on the show has that, like, alter ego performance thing, which is Ricky Gold. So I could probably get away with that
Ricky
one.
Ricky Gold.
Ricky Gold.
That's right.
No, it doesn't bother me at all, but it's
Big
funny.
Big D pronounced Gold.
Gold.
Wait, see? One more time?
Gold.
Yeah, it's got a ring to
He's
it.
He's got it. He's nailed it.
I got that one. Better than Arantia. Gold.
Hey, now.
I'm kidding. Haley Arantia. You can follow her at Haley Arantia. And best of luck to you. Congrats on everything. And the tour, you can check out tour dates, everything that's on that she's doing. It's all on her Twitter and Facebook pages as well. Good to see you. Thanks for dropping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me, y'all.